Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And today I want to talk about the idea of having a challenged network. Now I'll explain what this means, but first let's really start with a support network, right? Oftentimes you hear that phrase and you know, people encourage you, you gotta have a support network, a group of people that will uplift you when you're down and things like that, and will be there for you no matter what. And that's great. I think that's an absolute must, and you don't have to have a huge network, just, you know, at least one or two people that can act as your support group in life and the creative journey. But equally as important, and something that I don't think people talk nearly enough about, is having a challenge network. And a challenge network is a group of people that will challenge your ideas. Right? Because we can't hang around people that just affirm and are essentially yes men. You know, the only way for us to grow as individuals, as artists, is to have people that challenge our beliefs, you know, or notions or so forth, you know, or our art even, right? And because it's needed, that tension is needed in life, really. It is. Otherwise, it would be a pretty boring existence and none of us would ever get better, right? There always has to be a back and forth in that way. Now, the people that are part of your support network, in theory, could also be part of your challenge network, but it just depends on how, you know, they are and if they're capable of that. You know, sometimes they might not be. And a challenge network, like I said, you know, can be people, like with a support network, right? Sometimes people fit different roles. And so, you know, there might be one person that challenges you politically. There might be one person that challenges you creatively. There might be one person that challenges you in terms of relationships, in terms of work and so forth, right? So, you know, you got to play to people's strengths just like you would with a support network. But it is important to have that challenge network because otherwise you're not ultimately growing. And the thing of it is, you might already have people that challenge you, but you don't consider them as part of your network. And oftentimes, like, the irony is, you know, people that are part of your challenge network, you can be most, like, frustrated with. But I think, you know, why I'm saying to really look at them as a network, you know, people who challenge your beliefs, is because I want you to embrace them more. In fact, I want you to recognize that they do challenge you and reach out to them and say, like, hey, I know it seems like whenever we talk, you give me this advice or say something and it looks like I get frustrated. And to be honest, I am. But in reality, I actually appreciate that you truly do challenge me because it makes me a better person, it makes me a better artist. And so I never want you thinking that that you're wasting your time by saying those things and that it is truly appreciated. And even if in that moment I don't recognize that, I do recognize it afterwards, and I will continue to try to do a better job of perhaps recognizing in that moment, but if not, then after the fact. And you are very integral to my success and my growth. And when people see that, yeah, then it's great. It allows them to continue to be part of that challenge network as opposed to then just being like, well, you know, all I do is make this person upset, and so why tell them anything? They don't, you know, really want to hear what I have to say, yada, 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 right? So that's the advice I have for you, is to really understand that you need both a support network and a challenge network, and in the same way that you foster your support network, foster your challenge network so you can get the benefits of both. And by the way, it's not just having these networks, you have to also be a participant in both of these, right? There's no take without also give. So you have to equally put in the work as much as you receive, you know. So that's the lesson I have for you today. If you have any questions, thoughts of your own, as I'm sure you do, please share down in the comment section or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. I would be happy to converse. Likewise, if you think this episode might be of benefit to somebody in your life, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, as I appreciate you, and hope to see you next time.